Hi everyone, it's Helen from Beacon back with your weekly update and welcome to October. Now, first up this week, did you know that it's recently been Gift Aid Awareness Day? When you tick the box to Gift Aid, you help us do so much more. By donating with Gift Aid, the government adds 25% to your donation at no extra cost to you. Whether you're donating items to our stores or donating to our charity, every bit helps us make a bigger impact. It's a simple way to boost your contribution and support our cause. Thank you for making a difference. Now, next this week, as I say, we're now in October, so get ready for an action-packed October with Beacon's Community Activity Programme. From tandem cycling to book club, walks in West Park to pop-up cinema screenings, there is something for everyone this month. You can even join us for multi-sports with the Wolves Foundation or improve your fitness with one of our chair-based exercise or swimming sessions. To find out more, you can head to our website www.beaconvision.org or give us a call on 01902 880 111. Now, next this week, we'd like to say a huge thank you to the Straits Primary School and all the other wonderful organisations who have been supporting our Bright for Sight event. On Thursday, October the 12th, it's our Bright for Sight Day, where we encourage people to put on their brightest outfits and make a donation for Beacon. It helps show that bright colours and colour contrast can help people really make the most of their sight. Thank you for your support with the event. Now, last this week, helping you get online, Beacon's digital support service helps people with sight loss to navigate technology and stay connected. We can show you how to make the most of any devices that you may have. We provide hundreds of hours of support each year to complete beginners through to those who are just looking to get the latest tech update. So if you'd like to get online with Beacon, give us a call. I'll give you the number again. It's 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org to find out more. This project is partly funded by the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. That's it for this week. I'll be back again soon with another update. Bye-bye.